Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee faced Republican challenger Bill Bryant in their second debate Monday night. In these highlights from their hour at Seattle University, we kick off with Inslee's answer to ending gun violence. Inslee said he's happy to be supported by the Alliance for Gun Responsibility.
I just don't think that anyone needs high-capacity weapons of war on our street. And we need to improve the mental health capability of our state. And we are doing that. Unfortunately, the mental health system of our state was gutted before I was governor during the recession, absolutely hollowed out. And we have been building that back so that our kids, our husbands, our wives can get the mental health that they deserve.
Well, first of all, we've got to fix Western State Hospital, which is a mess. And we need to go in there and ensure that Western and Eastern State are providing the backbone for our mental health system. But we also have to build up regional capacity so we're not just reliant on our two state mental hospitals. And we need to build up regional capacity so that people can get services in their own community. That was presented to the governor's desk. Governor Inslee vetoed it. We also need to ensure that we are combining primary and mental health care so that if somebody comes into an emergency room who has a mental problem, we can deal with that mental issue as well. Those are three things, as governor, I will do to help reduce this senseless violence in Washington State. Here's what I'm doing. Over the course of this campaign, I've been working with education reformers and with legislators, and we're putting together a plan that will equitably fund education for every child. Right now, we're spending about $12,000 per student, which is above the national average. But not every kid's getting $12,000. Kids in rich school districts might even be getting more than $12,000. Kids in poor school districts are getting less. The first thing we need to do in order to comply with McCleary is ensure that we are providing every kid with an equal chance to get ahead. Secondly, we need to amply fund education. And that means in my administration over the course of 4 years, I want to move up to where we're spending 50 to 51% of our budget on education. And finally, we need to provide some reforms on how we're spending the money so we're providing opportunities for kids who don't choose to go on to college.
While I've been governor, we have invested $5.5 billion, new dollars, in the education of our children. That's not a plan. That's progress. $2.2 billion of that goes directly to the McCleary decision. So look what we've done with smart investments. One of the largest investments of early child education. I'm delighted that 3- and 4-year-old kids are learning how to deal with one another so they're not a problem in kindergarten, first grade. I'm delighted that it doesn't matter where you live in the state of Washington, you're going to have access to full-day kindergarten. I'll tell you why. Because poverty should not be destiny. I'm delighted that we're reducing class sizes. I'm delighted that we're finally giving a pay increase to teachers fought voraciously by the Republicans. They must have been abused as a first grader or something by a teacher. I don't understand that. But we succeeded in that. We succeeded in that, and now that's why we should be confident to move forward. Now, here's where we disagree. I believe in actually doing this. Bill won't even close the loophole for the oil and gas industry to put into early child education in kindergarten and first grade. I am against the state income tax. I do not believe it is right for the state of Washington. I've had that position since 1989 when I first ran for the legislature. I represented the Yakima 14th District for 4 years in the State House. That was my position. I was in the U.S. Congress, both from the 4th District and the 1st Congressional District, and I'm governor. I do not believe it's right for the state of Washington.
I will tell you that I am opposed to any income tax, any new tax on income. But, Governor, we can end this tonight. Will you veto any new tax on income?
I will. It's debate rules that were agreed upon. You cannot speak directly.
I was looking at the camera.
That's Washington Governor Jay Inslee with a chuckle and his challenger, Bill Bryant. Their next debate is October 19th in Pasco.